From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Before President Donald Trump meets with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un next week, he'll face what may turn out to be a more contentious audience. This weekend, top American allies, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magane reports as the Group of Seven meeting gets underway in Canada.
The G7 summit starting today in Quebec, where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says things do not have to be contentious. He's always been willing to speak bluntly to the president.
But done so in a polite and cordial context.
Top Trump economist Larry Kudlow says the tariff dispute's like a family quarrel. All sides will be able to talk it out, but they should know the president's serious about the tariffs.
We will do what is necessary to protect the United States, its businesses, and its workforce.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the summit next week with Kim Jong-un will make progress.
I believe we're going to have a terrific success or a modified success, but in one form or another, if it all goes, and things can happen between now and then.
The president made the remark on Thursday when meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and held out the prospect of inviting the North Korean leader to the White House if next week's summit was a success, while also signaling he was willing to walk away if he thought talks did not go well. Congo's health ministry is announcing another confirmed case of Ebola as the pace of new cases has slowed. The ministry says that there are now 38 confirmed cases of the virus, including 13 deaths. The World Health Organization on Friday is giving a briefing on the outbreak 1 month after it was declared. This is VOA News. China's number two telecommunications equipment maker, ZTE, secured a lifeline from the Trump administration on Thursday. Reuters' Ed Giles has the details.
The Chinese tech giant, caught up in Donald Trump's trade fight with Beijing, has been saved from the brink. ZTE was given a lifeline by the White House on Thursday after the company agreed to pay up a $1 billion fine and shake up its top management and board. In return, a U.S. sales ban on ZTE is lifted, and it can do business with American suppliers. The ban came in April after ZTE was found lying about its compliance with U.S. sanctions on Iran and North Korea.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. The United Nations is warning that a military attack or siege by Yemeni pro-government forces supported by a U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition on the port city of Hodeidah will impact hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Lise Grand, said Friday humanitarian agencies in Yemen fear in a prolonged worst case that as many as 250,000 people may lose everything, even their lives, in and around Hodeidah. The UN and its partners estimate that as many as 600,000 civilians are currently living in the area. Government forces have been trying to seize Hodeidah, a vital lifeline from which most of Yemen's population gets food and medicine. Yemen's civil war has raged since March of 2015 between Houthi rebels and government forces backed by the Saudi-led coalition. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A former worker for the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has been arrested for lying to the FBI about disclosing secret information to journalists. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Trump administration had vowed a crackdown on leaks of government information to the media. And now there's an indictment and arrest of the former director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, a key panel in the investigation into Russian election interference. James Wolf is accused of making false statements to the FBI when he denied disclosing classified information to reporters. The New York Times says the records of one of its reporters were seized as part of the investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin met with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday at the start of a state visit ahead of a summit featuring two countries and six Asian states. Putin was given a formal state welcome at the Great Hall of the People in central Beijing before sitting down for talks with President Xi. A Syrian watchdog says an airstrike on a rebel-held residential area has killed at least 35 people and wounded dozens more, including children. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes targeted the village of Zardana. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.